Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we are back for another episode, but we are doing things a little bit differently this week. Usually we record our interviews prior to doing this little news segment and recapping the week's shows. But this week we are doing our interview after the interview. We can say that we are interviewing Jennifer Pedranti of Real Housewives, of Orange County, our favorite new housewife.
Yes, we love Jen.
And I'm loving her on the show, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But yeah, we're going to interview her after this part of the podcast episode. So obviously, as always, stick around for that at the end. And I know that we started saying this last week, but please, please subscribe to our podcast on both Apple and Spotify. So you get reminded of our episodes, because sometimes they're coming out Thursdays, sometimes Fridays, and we don't want you to miss them.
Yeah, this week, because our scheduling with Jen didn't work, you know, got a little screwy. So this episode's dropping on a Friday, but for the most part, our episodes have been dropping on Thursday for the past month or so. So yeah, subscribe, give us 5 stars and all that fun stuff. And later on, you'll hear our interview with Jen, but we're going to kick things off to touch on some topics. And why don't we start with Atlanta?
Yeah, which is actually getting better. We said this last week.
Bless.
Picking up. Yeah.
It's I mean, it always helps when they go on a trip on any franchise, just because it isolates them and, you know, they got to hash things out and there tends to kind of always be drama. My God, this is an unlucky season for Miss Kenya Moore, though. The girl has spent half the season.
Oh, I know. This is her second hospitalization.
No, it's like, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of just like, Kenya, this season, there's been nothing there, but because she's had some unfortunate situations that aren't, you know, out of her control. I mean, the girl literally slipped and fell, the poor thing.
I know.
I think she's got a big booty to, you know, cushion out there, but
I mean, they're in Portugal in the off season, so it's been raining their whole trip. Kenya came out late, typical, like Kenya's late, and then she slips and falls, and everyone's on the bus, they see it happen, and Courtney later says to Drew, it's karma.
Have you warmed up to Courtney? Where are you stand on Courtney at this point in the season?
I'm still not a fan, but she wasn't bothering me last few seasons, probably because she was taking more of a back seat. I don't know. I mean, I always, you know, want to welcome new blood and stuff like that. I think she just came in a little too hot at the start of the season, but she simmered down. And now, I mean, I don't know. Like, part of me like loves the karma statement because it's obviously going to cause drama later in the season, which we want.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's trying too hard. I can't figure it out yet.
Yeah, I will say like that comment, like if Kenya or Candy said that, people would be like, oh my God, brilliant. Like, what a great So
that's,
I think
people
are picking and choosing. You know, that statement in itself, like every housewife could say that. Like it's like a classic, you know, line that someone would say. So I just think because it came from her, I think she's giving more than Mineta. I mean,
oh, for sure.
There ain't much going on there. I mean, come on now. There's, you know, is anything happening there with all due respect to Mineta?
No. nothing on this trip, at least. I mean,
nothing on season 15. I think let's, you know, dive into, obviously the big moment was the rehashing of the whole Bolo night with.
Yeah.
How it played out, it seemed, was that they were filming, and then they stopped filming, and then Marlo put up her phone and was recording in the midst of an argument between the ladies. It seemed like, you know, some of them may have been intoxicated at this point, but Candy was claiming that during the season 13 Bolo night, which was Cynthia's bachelorette, right? That was Cynthia's
bachelorette. Yeah, it was, yeah.
That didn't end well.
In South Carolina, I think.
Yeah, for that marriage, that didn't end well. Yeah, because that was the COVID season, so they had to survive. Candy claimed that LaToya and Drew made out. This had come up at that season 13 reunion. And LaToya said that they had made out. Drew said they didn't. Drew still says that they didn't. And that LaToya ended up backtracking and denying that they ever did and apologized to her and Ralph. And that Candy set her up to say that. Then we end the episode with a flash forward of this alleged relationship that Drew's having with a girl. Like there's a lot, you know, going on there for sure. And where do you stand in terms of, did she make out with LaToya or not?
So it's hard to remember, to be honest. I remember the bachelorette party. I don't remember the reunion thing. So you're saying that LaToya eventually denied it or like said it never happened?
That's what Drew said. Drew said on the episode.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Marlo filming thing. She said, no, LaToya said that was never the truth. And she apologized to me and Ralph for saying it. And that Candy told her to say it. So Drew is basically saying that there was never any truth to that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that you remember seeing that on the reunion as well.
No, we never saw LaToya say it didn't happen. Drew says, I guess after the fact, that maybe LaToya was just doing it for drama and after was like, yeah, no, that didn't happen.
I've never, like, Candy's never really lied. Like, I don't think I can remember a single time where she's been caught in a lie, I don't think, on the show. Not like something that big. No. So that makes me believe it. But it's kind of like Marlo said in her confessional. She's like, I 80% believe it. She's like, it sounds plausible, but like Drew's very convincing saying it didn't happen. So maybe like just 80%, I believe it happened. I think it did. Yeah. A lot went down that night that truly was never fully revealed. Candy saw it. She said she saw it with her own eyes. Marlo kind of insinuated she saw it, I think. I don't know. I think it happened.
Me too. That's kind of what I've come to decide. Yeah, that whole Bolo bachelorette thing, that really was like the last great thing that's happened in Atlanta, I feel like. Like that was, there was so much drama that came from that. And it was even during the COVID season when like not a ton was going on. Yeah, it was obviously, and it's rare to see Candy and Drew get into it because they're pretty thick as thieves and they get along really well. But it was kind of fun to see like a little bit of a shift in dynamics.
Yeah.
What do you think just about Drew being on the trip and being paranoid about Ralph? I mean, like, that's not a good sign for a marriage when like you're away and he's away and you're worried about what he's doing. Like,
no, not at all. If you're worrying what you're doing, you clearly don't trust each other, which is not a good foundation for a relationship. These are obviously the first cracks that we're seeing heading into their split. I don't know. I just wish she would have told the ladies in that moment, but obviously she didn't want to. She wasn't ready to. That's why she was so emotional. It's just like she was stressed out, like worrying, what is Ralph doing? He's in Vegas. He's with this woman who, you know, was rubbing oil all over him and being, you know, flirtatious. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's
it's good. I'll say that.
Yeah, the cracks are forming. And, you know, I think we only have a couple episodes left in the season. So obviously we're going to see the start of the deterioration with that marriage. And then we know it's going to cut a couple months ahead when they picked up filming to catch the aftermath. I'm sure that might just be like an episode in itself, i.e. Vanderpump Rules, like what they did when their finale ended up being the episode when they picked up filming.
Yeah, I don't think they picked up. I know they picked up, but I don't think they filmed too much. So I think you're right. I think it'll be like one episode.
Yeah, if that, maybe the second half of an episode, kind of like what they did with Salt Lake after Jen, you know, with Jen's like whole situation.
After the episode aired though, there was something that Sheree said while they were in Portugal. I think it was Sheree. She made a comment about, I don't know if she named Candy, but she said people are acting fake. Was it Candy?
I think she was talking about Candy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then Candy posted a video. And where did she post it? It's that thing you always talk about. She does like a radio show or something.
Speak on it. Yeah. She has like a little like YouTube. It's like her YouTube show. I think it's
okay.
When she literally says that Sheree is like a new cast member.
Yeah. She makes fun of her new face.
Tell the Sheree.
Which is so like, oh my God, it's so distracting. It really is.
I know. And it's like her confessional for the second half of the season. So it just started like an episode or two ago. Who is she?
I don't know.
It's a different person.
She's a totally different nose. Which I know, I think she looked different on Watch What Happens Live and Andy asked about it and she was like vague and didn't say. She goes, what are you talking about? Kind of, you know, response. So I don't think she has admitted yet that she had a nose job.
That's for the reunion.
But that's what it looks like. I mean, I can't say for sure either, but she has a different face.
Yes. And now as we're recording this today, they're filming the reunion today. Did you see, I don't know if you saw the Peach Report put out the lineup, the seating
arrangement. No. Oh my gosh. Right. How did I miss this? Tell me.
Well, I'll run it down for you. So it's Sheree, Marlo, Sonia. The 3-3 split is obvious.
Sheree, Marlo, Sonia.
Okay. Sheree, Marlo, Sonia. Sheree is next to Andy. Other side, it's Drew.
Wow.
Kenya Candy.
Wait, wasn't Candy last season too?
I would have swapped. Candy does not deserve to be on the end. Not this season, at least. I would put Kenya on the end. I'm sorry.
I would have put Kenya on the end. Wait, because Kenya's across from Marlo. And yeah.
Are you surprised that Drew got first seat? I mean, probably not, but like she is the, like, are you surprised that she got it over Kenya and Candy?
I think if she didn't get divorced, she wouldn't be first seat.
No. Because obviously this is going to be the hot take. This is what they're going to tease into and talk a lot about, like, during part two.
Yes.
Part three. I don't know how many parts this reunion really needs.
But so they're filming now, then yes, we probably only have 4 or 5 episodes left.
Yeah, I agree. Probably another month to go. And then I'm sure they'll throw in Courtney and Manetta on the opposite sides.
Courtney on the side. Yes. Yeah. It's like Jersey right now. It's like very split down the middle.
I know. A lot also came out from Atlanta today. I also forgot to send this part to you too, but did you see the whole Sonia's pregnancy shoot that she did with People?
Yeah.
And that the pregnancy that happens during the end of the season is not her pregnancy. She had another miscarriage. She had a miscarriage after that.
Oh.
They're really good. I didn't go through the whole article, but I did read enough for that info, but I think she may have done an interview with Dave Quinn. I know it's on People.
Uh-huh.
Wants to check it out, but she finds out during the end of this season, which we saw in the mid-season trailer, that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And then 2 months into that pregnancy, or 2 months after she found out, she had a miscarriage. So now she's 4 months pregnant.
Oh,
really? So there's going to be a lot to discuss with her.
When did we interview her? It was in the past 4 months, right? I mean, obviously.
I remember exactly when it was because I wasn't here. I was away. I was in LA. So you did it by yourself.
Oh,
it was the last weekend of April. She probably just
found out. And it's funny because I did ask her, like, are you guys still?
Yeah.
But
obviously she wasn't showing at all. I mean, like,
no, of course not. No, I was just curious if she was already pregnant. Well, that's heartbreaking, but like, bittersweet. It's happy news now. You know, I'm sure it was tough, and we'll see that play out a little bit maybe at the end of the season.
Yeah, maybe. And obviously that'll be discussed at the reunion, you know, that they're filming today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Before we jump off of Atlanta, let's discuss Nene.
The Nene of it all.
Nene's back in the headlines. She did a sit down at, I believe, a 2-part interview with Carlos King,
yes,
who is, you know, her buddy from back in the day. He was a producer on Atlanta and Jersey, I believe.
Yeah,
I know he was on Jersey during the Danielle
Jersey Scott and era. Yeah, he said Atlanta. He started executive producing season 6,
which is the best season of Atlanta.
Best season of Atlanta after he did her wedding special, which was between 5 and 6, I think.
6 might be the best Housewives season ever of all time.
Well, that's what they said. I mean, Nene and Carlos both said season 6 is probably the most amazing season of Atlanta. It got like over 5 million viewers.
It's the 6 people that you want for Atlanta. Like, it's the greatest cast.
Well, that's what he said too. Yeah, he was like, that is the cast that everyone says the best cast across 15 seasons, and I agree. I mean, of course, I would have loved a little mix of Kim Zolciak in there, but if we can't have her, that is literally the best cast that Atlanta has seen ever.
Yeah. Ever, 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 ever. So big takeaways from Nene was she hates everyone. I mean, right? She kind of does.
Yeah. I mean,
like, did she say anything positive about anyone? I don't know where her and Candy stand.
She didn't really talk about Candy all that much. She talked more about Cynthia, Kenya, Portia, and a little bit of Phaedra, which are obviously everyone except Candy from the season 6 cast, you know? So those are the people we wanted her to talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't think she didn't get too much into Kim Zolciak at all, really, which might be in part 2 if she talks about her at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my biggest takeaway was, number one, that Portia almost got fired after season 5.
I do think she likes Portia. I should take back that she hates everyone. I do think she has warm feelings.
Yeah, she likes Portia. She said she fought for Portia. Producers wanted to cut Portia after season 5. They thought she was just boring and not interesting. And Nene said, you know, I feel like she's holding back. I think there's more there. Her and Cordell are splitting. Like, you don't want to let her go now. Like, keep her on the show. see what happens. Obviously, she stayed on for like 8 more seasons. So it was worth the fight. I mean, she was right. I mean, Portia is one of the greatest of Atlanta that I think. And then she said that the other takeaway I would say is she said that she felt like the show took a turn in a negative way.
Kenya.
When Kenya and Portia came on, she felt like, and more so, I think she was talking about Kenya, but basically it started to feel like a show where people, you know, there's always this talk of Housewives like creating storylines. And Nene felt like it was getting to the point where, like, you know, Kenya came on and had that quote unquote supposed fake boyfriend that, you know, she was accused of paying or hiring or whatever. Kenya has denied it in the past. But I think Nene obviously still believes it. And she just felt like even the theatrics of, we love Kenya's twirl, but like Nene felt like it was a little theatrical and just not authentic. So she felt like the show took a turn there. She's not saying that she doesn't think Kenya was a good addition to the show. I think she was more saying that the show itself took a turn at that moment.
Yeah. And I think you could kind of see that in any franchise though, because I think once going, you know, people, you know, when the show starts, you can't be a fan of the show because there was no show, you know, Nene and Kim Zolciak and Sheree, you know, but now of course we're in, you know, seasons 14 and 15 and 16 with so many of these franchises. So people see the show, they study the show, they, you know, want to come on and have a moment, you know, back then there was no
table flip. Yeah.
Just things happened. And then it became a moment. Now people are trying to make a moment. So I don't understand what she was saying. And I don't think she was necessarily, and I do think like, it did get a little bit misconstrued. I don't think she was putting all the blame on Kenya, like you just said, and saying like Kenya is the one who changed the show solely or ruined the show. It was just, I think it was just more so the timing and that she came in and that she was like a little bit theatrical and that it was, that was definitely like a game changer, even though those next seasons were great. I mean, I think that's probably peak Atlanta, right? 5, 6, all that time.
Seven. Nene was on 7. And then, I mean, 6 had the, what's it called? The sleepover episode. The,
yeah, 6 had the fights too.
The pillow talk fight or something.
And then I think this season 6 reunion is the Portia.
Oh yeah. Wild. When, Portia went after Kenya, right? Or Kenya went after Portia.
Well, it was, that was the whole blowhorn thing.
Oh no, Portia went after Kenya. Yes.
Yeah, Kenya was, it was like a Monique and Candace situation, like who's, you know, putting their fingers.
Yeah, someone, it, yeah, you know. Someone, it takes two to tango. Someone's antagonizing the, you know.
Yeah, I completely agree. As we kind of round out here, do we think we're closer to a Nene Leakes return? Is a Nene Leakes return ever happening?
I don't know. I think we have to wait. So part 2 of the podcast interview comes out Tuesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. Carlos King's podcast. And that's where she's going to talk about Andy Cohen, why she sued the network, et cetera. So I think we'll get a little more information in that chat. I do think Nene is crucial to the success of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we'll ever get her back, sadly. I think we don't know enough about the lawsuit yet. Hopefully we'll learn more next week's episode. Do I think the show needs her? Yes. Do I think we'll get her? It's like a 50-50 split, I feel like.
Yeah, I lean towards no, just because I'm sure there's a lot more behind the scenes stuff about her negative relationship with Bravo that and Andy that we even know. I mean, I'm sure it's, if we
get that,
it's probably even worse. And it's, you know, it's worth noting that now that they're filming the reunion, pretty much then that means they're completely wrapped with production for this season. We have only a few episodes to go. The coming weeks/months, we're going to be hearing who's back, who's not, and what the plan is for season 16. Because what we have right now on paper, I don't think we're repeating that. That's just my opinion. I don't think we're getting
these. No, and I think the problem is
changes
like,
to come. There's going to be changes, I think. But we said that better.
I think what we've learned from OC is that, and what I believe is that these shows need the veteran cast members. I don't think they can truly succeed with like just more new people and phasing out these veterans. I mean, unless you're doing a whole new show like New York, which time will tell if that is successful, that form of rebranding. But like this, you know, like Sonia and Courtney and, you know, even Marlo, like, we've talked about it. I think Marlo is better as a friend. And
everyone's invested in those relationships that you don't know about.
And I'm not really interested in getting new people on the show. Like, I'm just missing Cynthia. I'm missing Phaedra. I'm missing Nene. I'm missing Kim Zolciak. Like, did I say Portia? Like, we're missing Portia. Like,
I think Portia's coming back. I think Portia's going to be on next season.
I think Portia will be back.
They're going to bring at least one back because they're going to go the OC route and try to Heather Dubrow and a Tamara. They're going to try to bring a staple of the show back.
Yes.
And your options are who? Who are your options? Portia?
I think we might get Portia full time. And I think we might either get Cynthia or Kim Zolciak as a friend.
Yeah. And I think they're probably going to go Kim Z. And you could bring her back via Sheree because I think Sheree is going to stay.
Yes, I think Sheree's going to stay, but I also, yeah. So that's my, we'll see how the reunion plays out. They obviously will make the decisions after, but yeah. Okay. I don't think Nene will be back next year. I think it'll be too soon. If she ever comes back, I think it'll be like the next, she'll be the Tamara that comes back the next year.
Yeah.
But that's, I think that's the formula for Atlanta to succeed. I don't think we can keep going the way it is.
Yeah, I think you just need enough familiarity, which is what we're having in OC. And I think that's, you know, important. We don't have any familiarity on New York, but I like New York. I'm liking it.
Yeah. I think because we knew what it was. Like it's not like new people trying to form with the veterans. It's completely new. You know what you're getting. You're getting a new storyline, new people. They're not trying to mesh in with the veterans and you can tell they really don't know each other, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it is a little bit different. I'm still enjoying it. Ratings fell a little bit, but I think that's normal for a new show. I think we'll see as the season picks up and people, but Bryn was missing too. Maybe that was a big factor.
Yeah, maybe people are like, Bryn's not on the trip. I'm out. I'm staying home with her.
Yeah.
People don't care, I guess.
But they're in the Hamptons. I like that they're already on a trip together.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not international, I like that they're like in a house together, trapped together, you know, having group scenes and being funny and sharing stories about their past. Obviously, we got Jenna Lyons revealing, you know, the terrible way she was outed by the New York Post when she was out on a date with a woman. But she said they weren't even being romantic, but I guess it was enough to raise some, I don't want to say red flags, but just basically like catch someone's attention.
Yeah.
And she was at work and, you know, they called and,
super interesting
comment to see if she, you know, because she worked at J. Crew at the time and the New York Post wanted to know if it was true if she was dating a woman, and she just confirmed it. She was like, she said it just felt right to confirm it in that moment. It felt liberating for her. It was scary, but there's also something she revealed about like not having a great relationship with her mom. I think her mom's still living, right? She just talked about a health incident in the first episode or something.
No, I thought her mom died. Didn't she talk about
that? Was that what it was? I'm sorry. I believe
that her mom had died maybe a couple months before production began.
That's so sad. Because she was saying that they didn't have a great
relationship. Definitely seem to be issues there, I presume, about her sexuality. I think that that's the basis of. But yeah, I mean, Jenna Lyons, she's kind of like when she's talking on the screen, you want to listen. Like, I'm interested in like what she has to say. I'm not really into Jessel. And from what I'm like hearing, I don't think people like love her. I mean, I interviewed her before she dropped. She was super sweet. Poor thing.
Oh, and
did the show cast her to get a season two divorce? Because that's kind of what I'm getting.
I don't know. She doesn't. I don't think she really knows what she signed up for. Somehow.
Even at the premiere, like I know I've received obviously the joke is like that she threw up and the poor girl was sick. Like I'm kidding around about that. But like she did seem a little out of her element. Like it doesn't seem like this is her environment.
And that's how she feels on the show. Yeah.
100%. It feels the exact same.
I mean, she's revealing, it's great for us as viewers, mm-hmm. but I don't think she realizes like what she's revealing and how it's going to affect her life moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even just, you know, she said how her and her husband haven't had sex in a year. And I think she thought like in a normal situation, you would tell some girlfriends that or some friends and they'd probably be like, oh my God, you know, and like maybe give you some advice or whatever. And then you'd move on probably. Maybe in a few weeks, someone would touch base and be like, oh, you know, has it improved, et cetera, you know. But these ladies are like, we're on a TV show. We're going to hammer this thing down. Like, we're going to like truly like just keep asking you, why aren't you having sex? Like, are you doing this? Why don't you do this? Like, and I think she was just like kind of at that point, like it was almost like, I don't want to use the B word. But to me, it felt a little bullyish. Like, I don't know. I felt bad for her. That's what I mean. I think she's just not right in her element. And I think she doesn't know how to handle it quite yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like a divorce is coming. I mean, we saw in the preview that Her husband's just going away. He's like, I need to get away. And and they don't have sex. And they started as friends for many, many years. The only reason I think they got together is because they were living together as roommates. And her mom's like, you should just marry him, kind of thing. And they did. And I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they're in love, you know?
Yeah. If there's little issues there, they're going to be expedited by the show.
Yeah.
Members are going to, you know, pick at stuff. The show, the people are going to talk about it. This is her storyline now. So I believe that, you know, more is going to come from that. I think Erin's my favorite so far. I really, really like Erin. I think she's like a very serious person, but which I like, cause she gets like pissed off kind of easy. Like, I think that there's like a fun dichotomy between like, who's like goofy, like Uba super goofy, Brynn is goofy. And then like, I feel like Erin is very serious. Sai is kind of serious. Like, I think there's like a nice dichotomy between different, you know, it's obviously diverse by how they look and, you know, their religion and their culture, but also just their personalities too. So that's why I feel like we have a nice mix of everything. Like, I think Uba's super, super fun. I know we both said she kind of does give friend of energy a little bit. Mm-hmm. She's a little bit almost like Kiki on Miami. And I think, obviously there's way more, we're seeing much more.
I haven't really gotten much of her personal storyline yet. And I don't know has one. And whenever someone on the cast doesn't have that, they give off more friend energy.
But she's fun.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's just like sometimes people fit different roles and they do it really well. I think Marlo's better as a friend. I know she has her nephews and stuff like that, but outside of that, I just don't feel that I'm that invested in her personal life. Mm-hmm. And some people are better in small doses.
Yeah.
I can't say that for Uba yet. I mean, she's very funny when she's on screen and stuff like that, but we'll see. We'll see as the season plays out. We just got actually like screeners for the next like three episodes, which I was
just about to say that they never do that.
I know. I'm so excited to dive into them this weekend.
Yeah. So we have seen episode 3, which will be this coming Sunday. And then we'll be able to watch 4, 5, 6. I'll probably sprinkle it out this way. I'm not like 5 episodes ahead. And
forget by the time we talk about it.
Yeah. We're going to be like watching the episodes that are airing in like October at this point. But so far it's good. I think the fan reaction has been nice. You know, there wasn't any crazy drama. There's going to be more drama in episode 3. Obviously we can't give spoilers, but I think episode 2 has the least amount of drama. But it was still fun to see them go to the Hamptons. I mean, it's very New York. Like, if you're going to do a cast trip similar to Jersey, to the Jersey Shore, like, you might as well have them go to the Hamptons. Yeah. I mean, Erin has a house there. Jenna has a house, too. And she was staying at her own place. I will say, if I went to someone's house and all they served me was caviar, I need more food. I don't even like caviar. Let's just say the people I hang out with don't eat caviar. I don't know many people that do just casually eat caviar. But that is why this is the Real House of New York City.
Yeah.
But give me something more than caviar, please. So I respect people for going to the sandwich place that ultimately was closed.
I know. I would have been, at least she laughed it off. I probably would have been hangry and mad. Like,
I'd be like, all right, McDonald's, here I come.
Yeah. We also got another episode of OC this week, which was Vicky Gunvalson's return. Yep. OG of the OC. We've been waiting for that. It's been, you know, teased in promos and whatnot. But before that was at the end. So we'll sort of start from the beginning and talk a little bit about a few things that happened this week. First one being Gina is still working on her real estate license. She had like a cute scene with her ex, Matt, his girlfriend, I believe. Travis and all their kids, and you know, they're just talking about their careers and stuff, and it really seems like they have the co-parenting thing down. Her and Matt obviously, you know, mended as best they could. Obviously she, you know, she said she's still triggered by the cheating more than the physical abuse. That's what it was, right?
I don't know if has she really said I don't know if she said that has she I don't know if
am I mixing something up
Yeah, I don't know if she's really said that.
What was the thing that he was being charged with a felony and then she dropped it to a misdemeanor?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that was to her. That was, but she got a DUI. Was it his DUI or she got a DUI?
She got a DUI. Let me check.
Good. her ex does a Matt looks good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Let's not get too far into it because I don't know the exact details. Yeah, I always thought there was something that, and maybe it was like a isolated incident. I won't talk about it because I'm not obviously 100% sure.
Yeah.
But there was some legal drama between them. She dropped it to a misdemeanor so that it could help benefit his career in the long run. I think if he had a felony, it was going to really severely affect his career.
Yeah.
And she thought about the betterment of their children. And she's like, listen, you getting a job and stuff like that helps our children. So I'm going to drop this to a misdemeanor. They made peace. Like, obviously he's apologized to her for their past. And they seem to be at a good place. And he's looking really good.
Yeah, I agree. He certainly is. So yeah, that was nice to see. I like that we're getting
this
story. I'm kind of enjoying everyone's like little stories. Like we're getting so many group scenes, which I think is really nice and important to Housewives. But like anytime they sprinkle like the individual personal scenes, like I'm enjoying like Emily with her daughter, you know, modeling, and her funny moments with her and Shane, you know, the situation with Gina. Like we got to see Taylor Armstrong's daughter this episode.
I know. She's all
like,
grown up.
Especially everything that happened at the beginning of Beverly Hills, but just how long ago the beginning of Beverly Hills was, like this is like a full-blown, beautiful, grown-up girl. Like it's hard to grasp your head around that. And knowing that, you know, everything that happened at the beginning of Beverly Hills, how this person's grown into like a, you know, great adult at this point.
So we got two really big storylines this week. The one is Jen, who we're interviewing in a little bit, came face-to-face with Heather Amin, who is a mutual friend of Tamara's and Jen's. This is the person that supposedly is giving Tamara all the information about Ryan.
Right.
That, you know, he
received the dick
sent
pic.
A dick pic, which I guess he's confirmed that he did accidentally. And that he came into the gym and said he wanted to have sex with Tamara. This information is coming from Heather as well. Right. Heather Amin, not Heather Dubrow.
You know, the producers were like, God damn it, this is confusing. Like,
I know.
Be Heather.
They finally came face to face at a pool party Emily threw. And Heather kind of just like Jen kind of confronted Heather, and Heather basically said, like, listen, I'm not out to get your relationship. I'm just protective of you. And I don't want to see you get hurt. Like, if I was dating someone and you knew they did these things or whatever, I'd want you to be like, hey, what's going on? You know? So I guess Jen was kind of appreciative of that. And she was like, thank you. And then it like quickly sidestepped to Tamara apologizing for the napkin throw last week to Jen. So I don't know where they really go from here, but that was kind of like, it became the B storyline this week because they started foreshadowing stuff going on with Shannon and John Jansen.
Yeah. I did think Heather Amin came off like better than I thought. Like I thought she was like going to come in and like give thirsty energy and like try to start a fight in front of the camera. Is like,
yeah,
I don't feel like she really came off like that, which I liked. I mean, I'm not looking for her to really join the show unless
because I don't even know if this storyline will go past this season.
I don't think so. I'm sure we're going to get more and, you know, we're going to dish the dirt on that when we talk to Jen. But I didn't think Heather Amin really came off that bad. It was definitely interesting. I mean, the whole Jen Ryan storyline. How has there not been a scene, and we're going to ask her this, between Tamara and Ryan? Is that like something that just like hasn't happened naturally? Is it that producers don't want it to happen? Like, why haven't we gotten that yet? Maybe it will happen. I haven't seen anything in the trailer indicating that it's going to, from what I've watched, at least. We still have to get to the midseason trailer, which will probably be in a week or two. But how has that not happened yet? Like, that surprises me.
Me too. Right? I will have to ask her because I don't know if it's something her and Ryan don't want or something Tamara doesn't want or has happened. Yeah, we'll.
Oh, I think Tamara would want it. Come on now. We're talking Tamara.
Yeah.
They would want that.
Yeah.
They would want that. Do you, before we get to the Tres Amigos reunion, do you feel like Tamara's being producer too much this season? And I love what she's bringing to the show. This is the best season we've had in probably 5 years, but like.
Yeah. It almost seems a little obvious. It's not, she's not good at hiding it. She's giving us a good show. I'll say that. And I know you agree. But yeah, I mean, it's very obvious. I mean, we'll even bring it up in the Tres Amigas reunion. But yeah, I mean, she's driving the storyline all around in this show. And I think that's why it's so much better. I know some fans get annoyed by it, but I mean, look at the show we have this year versus last year, you know?
No, it's really, really good. And I do think that, you know, this is someone that has a Housewives podcast that has to watch all the shows and recap them.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like we do, so she is going into it with, I would say, like a plan a little bit. Making good TV. So thank you, Tamara. We love
you.
Yes,
thank you.
Let's get to the Trace Amigos reunion, which was super fun. Nice to see Vicky. She seems, you know, Gina had said such nice things about Vicky when we had her on the podcast last week. And we know we're going to see more of Vicky because she's going to be a part of the cast trip to Mexico in the second half. But she seems just so happy. And, you know, she seemed like, I think she was drinking a lot because she was probably like, I gotta get drunk because it's like I'm back on the show.
It was nice
and like to see her. It was awkward, like, but it was just fun to see her, you know. Yeah. I'm good with Vicky getting sprinkled in, like Gina, that's what Gina said she wants to. I'm good with that.
I would like to see her get her orange back, to be honest, next season, but we'll talk about that later. But we have to talk about, so basically before this lunch, Tamara met up with Emily and they both revealed that Heather Dubrow, I guess, has had some pretty intimate conversations with Shannon Bedore, and Shannon revealed some things about John Jansen that she probably didn't want repeated. According to Tamara and Emily, Heather has shared that information with them. So Tamara is not liking it. She doesn't think Heather's being a good friend by doing that. So Tamara is the one that delivers the information to Shannon, like, hey, you know, she says, you know, how are you and Heather? Shannon says they're good, which is funny because they showed the flashback to last season where Heather basically threatened her life.
Yeah, the soap opera moment when it's not a threat.
Yeah.
Can you relax? Like, you're not auditioning to get the Oscar here, honey.
Yeah. And she's like, so are you guys better? And Shannon's like, yeah, like I totally trust her now. And she's like, do you confide in her? And Shannon's like, yeah. And then Tamara's like, do you think she would ever say anything you tell her? And Shannon's like, no, I don't. And Tamara just looks at her and Shannon's like, oh God, like, what did she say? And it was so funny. Vicky's like, you got to say it now or something. And I think in that moment, Shannon knew that it was destructive and that the things she said about John were not good, because she like was like, oh no, Tamara, don't do it. Don't do this to me. You know, gets up, goes over to producers and says like, let's stop filming. Like if this comes out, my relationship is over. This isn't cool. Like, et cetera. And then Tamara goes over and consoles her and, you know, whatever. And the episode ends with it to be continued. So we don't know what that information is yet, but I can't tell if like,
you know, is
Tamara really doing that to like, I don't know. Like they just repaired their friendship. It's just shocking that Tamara would be like,
no, I think it was more her trying to stir up issues to throw onto Heather Dubrow. That's what I took out of it. Like, it
right.
Was more,
but what I'm saying is, I guess unless you don't mention what the information is and you're just going to be like, hey, you shouldn't be trusting Heather. I mean, Tamara's the one that brought it up on camera now, you know? So I don't know. We'll have to see if that affects their friendship. I don't know what Shannon said about John, but clearly it probably leads to their split because we know they split at the end of the season.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting that kind of sprinkled in there. She really panicked in that moment and was like, oh God. Okay. And then Vicky sat there by herself and made that weird noise. What noise was that? That was the most bizarre noise ever. People on Twitter were like, it's like Mickey Mouse or something. I'm like, is she like croaking? Like what's going on over there?
I don't know.
She just sat there because she probably knew like she can't like get into the mix too much, like because she's like not a full-time cast member. So she kind of just chilled. And she's also like, this doesn't involve me. Like, who cares? Like, I kind of like that Vicky was just like, I'm going to keep chilling and
me too.
Eating the Mexican food and drinking my tequila. Like, peace out. But another great episode of OC. I really like OC. I get excited when the episodes come. We get the screeners. It's been a super fun season. Definitely my favorite of the New York, Atlanta, OC trifecta that we have right now. OC is my favorite, for sure.
Me too. And that is why I'm super excited that we're going to talk to Jen in just a few seconds. So hang around and we'll get to that interview next. Welcome back, everyone. We are so excited because we have none other than Real Housewives of Orange County star Jennifer Pedranti. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. We're so excited to have you. You are an amazing addition to Real Housewives of Orange County. Probably the best addition in years, if you ask us.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a big statement, and I appreciate that.
That's what we've been saying. We really like what you brought to the show so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it, you guys.
Obviously, you have a lot going on this season. You're front and center with all of it. So how are you taking with this being your first season on such a big show?
It's so interesting, you guys. I have said it a few times. I think I came in a bit naive. I thought I was going to come in with Tamara. I thought I'm going to meet these like powerful, opinionated women. We're going to dive into my divorce and being this like yoga mom who left. And then I'm like, pump the brakes. Wait, what? We're talking about Ryan. And it's been a bit shocking at times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you, I guess, thought your divorce would be more playing out as opposed to your relationship with Ryan with all the other women.
I did. I didn't even think Ryan, I mean, I thought Ryan and I lived this, what I call like this beautiful life. And so I knew Ryan and I, he's my partner. So I knew there would be that element of I'm dating Ryan, my ex-husband's dating somebody, but I did not know we were going to dip into so much of Ryan's past. And that was going to be like my intro to these women. And, you know, it didn't make it easy for sure.
Yeah. Did you feel kind of blindsided? I mean, you say that, but what I mean is, I guess, did you expect Tamara to sort of come at you with these accusations about Ryan? I don't know. I mean, what surprised you the most about that? Because you guys were friends.
That surprised me. Because what you have to understand is you're talking about 3 years ago. So 3 years, I was still at Cup Fitness. 3 years, Ryan was there. Tamara and Eddie went on a trip to Mexico with Ryan. They were in Ryan's backyard. And so now here we go all these years later. And it's like, wait, why are we talking about, when did you have these feelings?
Yeah.
Why did we never have these conversations, And so it blindsided. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel like it was kind of convenient that Tamara was bringing it out all on the show when she hadn't before the camera started rolling?
How do you not feel that way? Right. Yeah. How do you make it make sense any other way? And I will say, I give a lot of credit. She's very good at what she does. You know, she has said herself, when the camera comes on, I just go, I can't help it. But, you know, it's kind of like, but I would have said you were my real friend and what you're saying really hurts. And that's for me where it gets blurred. Like, I just can't, I'm having a hard time understanding or making sense of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting because Tamara is obviously the one talking about it the most now on the show, but in the beginning of the season, Gina is actually the one that brings up the beginning of you and Ryan's relationship and the controversial start of it. Why do you think Gina's really not getting, because obviously you've watched it back. Is that something you might address at the reunion, or is it just
I kind of disagree with that. I agree with you that the infidelity was hard for Gina, and Gina did bring that up. But I think Tamara was very smart to segue right in with everything that she had been fed or everything. Yeah. I think it was an opportunity. I think she thinks along the line of good ratings or storyline, or it has to be that, because if it really was for her, all those things, I feel like Tamara and I's friendship warranted enough, at least one conversation in the past. So I do think it was hard for Gina, but I think it was an opportunity for Tamara to open up the can of worms.
Yeah. And she took that opportunity. All right.
She did. Yeah. She did.
Last week was the napkin throw, which all the fans have been waiting for. Watching it back, did it enrage you when you saw how she treated you? Because you were very calm in that moment. You were very namaste.
Well, thank you. I work on that very hard. You know what it was? It was actually what happened before. And so we were all walking into Nobu that night. Some of the ladies needed to use the restrooms. We were not mic'd or, no cameras yet. And Tamara and I were talking, and she even is like putting lip gloss on me, like, here, she's putting lip gloss on me. And she says, does Ryan hate me? And I said, no, Tamara, Ryan does not hate you. And she said, I owe him an apology. And I said, I wish you would do that. He deserves it. I wish you would do that. And she said, I want to have fun with you tonight. And I said, I want to have fun tonight. And I go upstairs. I was like, thank you, God. Finally, I'm going to get to have some drinks. Finally, I'm not going to be under the attack. Finally, I get to have fun with these women and show them who I am. And I heard her under her breath say something. And so you have to understand when the napkin happened, it was even double shock, because that's 2 minutes prior to that, we were talking about fun, having this amazing fun night together. And then why, like, where in the hell did that go wrong in a minute, of, in a span of 5 minutes? Yeah. And so, yeah, the napkin, I was just shocked. Like, I don't even know what to make. How do you even make sense of this?
So you weren't filming when she said those nice things to you and about Ryan.
Nope.
So again,
and then it was like a 180 when you're upstairs.
Nope.
Yeah, the cameras are on.
And there. Then we sit down upstairs, and you know, truly, I did watch it back, and I think she even says to me, "I want to have fun, Jen, tonight." And I think I sit there and say, "So do I." Like, so do I. And she ordered a shot, and I'm, you know, and then that's why when I tell you, when I heard her under her breath do that thing she does, I just thought, you gotta freaking be kidding me. Like, mm-hmm. And then I had just had enough. I told her to watch it, and she just right in my face.
It's kind of sad watching the deterioration of your friendship, if that is the fair word to use, to see this playing out. Is it sad for you?
It is sad to me. And I think what's even sadder for me is I now, you know, I hear now Tamara, what she's saying, and I've heard everything from, I didn't bring her on, or I've heard, you know, all these things. And I think back now going, you asked me today, I'm going to tell you that was my friend and I would have stood by her. My friends matter to me. I don't know. I'm like, was any of our friendship ever real for her? Did I ever matter? Is everything a moving piece for Tamara? Has she been in this world too long? She has, you know, and so the things Tamara says hurt because it was real for me. She was real for me.
She also just said on Watch What Happens Live this week when she was on with Emily that you and Ryan were going to break up and you stayed with him when you were in the mix to get on the show. Is there any truth to that?
Can we talk about that? I mean, honestly, I'm in a relationship that I'm just being cheated on, but I'm just going to write it out and hope I get cast on the show. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. Mm. And we have talked, you know, those times Tamara and I were talking and she would tell me, ask me if I'd heard anything. And she would tell me that she was having a meeting that day. And, you know, remember if they ask, Ryan and Eddie are really close and remember to tell them. And so then to flip it and say, oh, he was cheating on her then. And she was just trying to get cast. Sometimes I want to say, do you actually believe this? Like, do you believe everything you're saying? Do you remember the conversations we actually had in real life? It's hard. No, I was not in a cheating relationship and just hoping to God to get casted. Not at all.
So where is that information coming from, if anywhere? Her?
I don't know. I think she now is very close with Heather. And you guys have to understand Heather and Ryan, not Dubrow, the friend that came on the show.
Yeah.
Heather and Ryan would have said they were like brother and sister. So they knew a lot about each other. And what's sad is, you know, when I met Heather and when I was at the gym with Tamara, we were in, like I said, it was COVID. Ryan came in and us girls would just laugh and talk, and Tamara included. Yeah. Tamara would talk about the hot guy, nothing against Eddie. I did not say any of that. Like, she loves her husband. She was just talking. Tamara talks.
Yeah.
And we would give Heather so much shit like that.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
That's not your friend. Like, you two are not friends. You must be, you know, we would just give each other all kinds of hell about it. And at that time, when Heather and I would leave the gym, if I were to say, put a text together, let's me, you and Heather go get lunch, Heather would call me right away. I'm not going with Tamara. She's the center of attention. She's this, she's that. now I'm like, it's so ironic. Tamara's back on the show and now you two are best friends. I mean, all of it is a little bit yuck for me.
Do you think Heather is trying to get on the show? Like, more obviously she was on this week, but do you think she's trying to get like an official role on the show?
Tamara told me that she submitted herself this last season in casting. And then Tamara said that she didn't make it through. I don't remember what round. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, yeah. maybe Heather would want to get on the show and maybe she'd be great. Maybe the two of them could just, you know, do what they do. That approach doesn't work for me, but yeah. They seem to kind of roll the same way.
Yeah. And something we were talking about as well is like, we're curious why Tamara and Ryan haven't sat down yet. Is that something that might happen later this season, or is that just something one of them doesn't want to do?
Ryan was open to it at all times because he, like me, was trying to understand how did we go from it? We've been fine for so long, and now yeah. this is all happening. You will see, like, we go on it. We do have a dinner and then we are together, and Tamara's so fun with Ryan and they have these fun moments. Mm-hmm. And then, it's like, I just keep saying it was like this roller coaster, like yeah. I'm so sorry, I love you, Tank. I'm so sorry, I love you, Tank. Ryan and I are having a blast. She's chasing Ryan around at dinner one night and it's on film and they're having so much freaking fun, Tank. You will see all of it. Gosh.
Yeah.
You're on the roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, buckle up, baby.
Yeah. How is you and Ryan's relationship holding up watching the show back and seeing everything that's coming out and seeing that Tamara and even some of the other women are saying?
It was not fair during filming because I let things get noisy for me and I brought it home. And Ryan, thank God, was such a great backstop. And he would sit me down and we would have amazing conversations. And filming it and watching it is not easy, but we're just like, I don't know. We just kind of, now we just have to like laugh about it. Like, what the hell? I hope there's an opportunity. I hope there's another opportunity. There's a whole other side I wish people could see. I wish people could see how in love and happy and prioritized and the kids. And I wish they could see it all. It's unfortunate that they don't, but I'm hopeful for that.
He must be frustrated that this is all coming out, right? This is happening.
It feels like such a personal attack for him that he doesn't understand. And he's always like, if I dated Tamara, or if you were the reason and Tamara and I broke up or something, like if there was something for her to be mad about, mm-hmm. okay, I can put some sense to that, but we just can't make sense of it. Yeah. So it is bothersome for him. He's like, I'm not even on the damn show. Why is this all, you know, coming up about me? And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
He might as well hold an orange with you girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just step on up.
Yeah, literally.
Do you think you and Heather Amin could be friends moving forward? Friends again.
I say this. My friends mattered to me. And they weren't my friends for any other reason other than they must have been women in my life that I loved. And I can understand an apology. I can move forward. But it has to be real. Like at this point, I don't know how you go back, you know, yeah. I don't know how, and maybe there is a conversation of a lot of pain and hurt for her that I don't know. So, I'm open to conversations, mm-hmm. but they have to be real.
Yeah.
As for all the other women, who do you feel closest with and who do you feel like has been a support system to you in terms of the other girls?
Taylor Armstrong from Go, like has just like, I love you. I'm like, okay, well, I love you too. She's awesome. Shannon has been very supportive. And I was super surprised by that. And Gina has been great. And then I told you we had this amazing dinner with the Dubrows. I actually really look forward to getting to know Heather. And I would have told you, Emily, I really, really had, I loved Emily. I loved her, how smart she is. I love her passion for her family and her husband. I'm a little bummed, you know, some of the things that have come up of recent, such a bummer, but I would have said Emily too.
Yeah, I think she called Ryan a douchebag on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, and you know what sucks about that is this is what I get like frustrating. You know, I've heard things in the past. You know, we've all heard things. I don't know specifics, but something like Shane used to be inattentive or whatever. And when I met Emily, I wasn't like, I bet you kind of have a shitty husband. Yeah. Never. I would listen to this woman share and she smiled when she talked about him. That's who I believe. And it's like, So you're going to sit next to Tamara and, you know, do that thing. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
What can you tease about the rest of the season? I know we're a little bit, I don't even think we're halfway through yet. We're just about.
This is our favorite season in yours, by the way.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, it is?
So, right. We had Gina on last week. We were telling Gina this, and obviously she's been on for some years now, and she feels like this is the right group of people. Mm-hmm. And that's how we feel as fans too. So I think it's all vibing really well.
Thank you for saying that. What can you think you've seen and heard enough? You have not seen and heard anything. So you are also along for a long ride. Mm.
How do you and Vicky get along? Because we know she's going to pop up again and go. She's in the Mexico trip, right?
Yeah. Later
this season. Yep. How do you guys get along? Because she's very close to Tamara.
Yeah.
She's very close to Tamara. You know what was interesting to me about Vicky? I felt like she wanted to mother, like word of the wise. Like she was always like, you know, she was sweet with me. She was very sweet with me. She was very opinionated about Ryan. And I do get a little bit tired of that because you don't know him. And right. I laugh because there's this conversation and she's giving me all this insight about a relationship she was in and comparing this man to Ryan. And then somebody said to me, you know that the man she's talking about faked cancer. And I was
oh my God, it's Brock.
Like, what is she talking about? But I think in being honest with you, I think Vicky thinks she means well. And I think she's, from what she's heard, she's trying to give me advice. And so I will appreciate that.
You didn't know about the Brooks thing, the cancer thing?
No, that's who she was talking about.
Yeah.
That's who she was talking about.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my God. And so whenever Ryan and I were talking about it after, I'm like, she dated this man and he faked. And Ryan and I were like, oh my God, you're compared to him. Like, this is horrible.
You have to go back and watch those seasons. It's like season, I don't know, like 7 through 9 or something.
Okay.
It's so good. If you have time,
I should. I feel like I remember a little bit maybe about Brooks or I don't know. But yeah, whenever I put it all together, I was like, well, shit.
That's because Tamara was not a fan of Brooks.
Nobody was.
No, but I guess she probably wasn't wrong in that situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Very different. Yeah.
Jen, were you a fan of the show beforehand? And were you in the mix to get in on the show before season 17?
When my kids were little, it was like, put the kids to bed. I loved the show. And then for whatever reason, I don't know if it was opening the business or whatever, I kind of fell off the housewife thing, but I knew Tamara. And so I kind of felt like I would hear through Tamara here and there about things. And then, I told you season 14, I didn't get it. And then that was it for me. And honestly, I was bummed. I thought I went into that casting at that time, like, you know, I don't know, whatever, this will be kind of crazy. And then when you go towards the end, I was bummed that it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And then when they called back, I was like, oh, wow, I'm going through a divorce. I'm dating. My ex is dating. I don't think I'm right for you. And they were probably like, you're perfect.
Yeah.
You know, not on the show. We like you. We love it.
How different would your experience have been, do you think, if you were in season 14? Because I guess you would have been instead of Bronwyn. How different do you think everything would have played out for you?
You know what? It wouldn't have worked. Yeah. Actually, I can look back at it now and it wouldn't have worked. And Will and I's lives, it wouldn't have worked for it. And I know Ryan and I are taking a beating right now, but if I really could show up and be who I want people to know, myself with the kids and Ryan and our lives, it works so much better than it would have when I was married. And I do think that's why timing, it always works out the way it's supposed to.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Jen. That's all the time we have today. We're looking forward to the rest of the season and see how it all plays out.
Me too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.